This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. More than 200 Americans are among the first foreign nationals to evacuate from China Wednesday as the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak soared to more than 130 people. The AP's Shelley Adler reports U.S. officials are increasing airport screenings.
The latest update was led by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Americans should know that this is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety.
The CDC has already been checking arrivals at 5 U.S. airports. Now they say they're beefing up screening at 15 more what they call quarantine stations around the country. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Senate Republican leaders apparently don't have the votes to block witnesses from being called in President Trump's impeachment trial. We get more on that story from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
According to an inside source, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's told senators privately there are not enough votes to block new witnesses from being called in President Trump's impeachment trial. The Republicans have a 53-seat majority, so just a few defections would mean witnesses would be called, something Majority Leader McConnell was trying to avoid earlier this month.
Democrats' case cannot simultaneously be so robust that it was enough to impeach in the first place, but also so weak that the Senate needs to go fishing.
But news of a manuscript from former National Security Advisor John Bolton yesterday had some GOP members like Mitt Romney in favor of new testimony.
It's important to be able to hear from John Bolton for us to be able to make an impartial judgment.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump unveiled his peace plan for the Middle East Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side.
As I have seen throughout my long career as a deal maker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous.
Palestinians rejected Trump's plan before getting even a glimpse of the proposal and were not included in talks about the plan. Palestinians National Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called Trump's Middle East peace plan, in his words, a conspiracy that will not pass. The helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant, the Los Angeles Laker superstar, didn't have a warning system to alert the pilot. He was too close to land. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Federal investigators say the helicopter that crashed Sunday, killing Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gigi, and seven others, did not have the terrain awareness and warning system known as TAWS. NTSB member Jennifer Homendy told reporters in 2004 her agency recommended that the FAA make TAWS mandatory on all rotor-powered aircraft seating six or more people, but the FAA did not act.
TAWS could have helped to provide information to the pilot on what terrain the pilot was flying in.
The helicopter crashed into a fog-shrouded mountain. I'm Mike Gracia.
Energy giant Total is being sued in France for allegedly failing to adequately fight climate change. Lisa Bryan in Paris reports for VOA that the lawsuit filed Tuesday by environmental groups and local authorities has potential global implications.
The legal action against Total will be the first use of a 2017 French law to sue for climate inaction. The legislation requires major French companies to draft so-called vigilance plans to prevent environmental damage, among other areas. The plaintiffs argue Total has not done so when it comes to climate change.
We're filing a lawsuit against them because they're still not making the energy transition necessary to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees.
Total faces a separate but somewhat similar lawsuit here for allegedly failing to plan for potential human and environmental impacts of a Ugandan oil project. The company did not respond Tuesday to VOA's request for comment. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.